This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Always be seen as man and
wife fulfilling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Good to be with you again. And this time we're talking about a different type of a compatibility bomb. We spoke about age difference, significant age difference. We talk about different religious background. And now we're talking about different socio-economic and educational or ethnic background. And we said, as much as we want to celebrate our diversity, as much as we say that all humans are equal, and Islam does preach this, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, indeed we have honored all the children of Adam عليه السلام, and everybody qualifies to be a child of Adam عليه السلام. And we said what might be problematic is that we may not have enough in common. And sometimes we have less in common simply because of the significant difference in the educational background. It may be the case, and unfortunately that is also common, where the man has gotten so much education. They have went all the way to get their masters and their PhDs, but the wife at home, for whatever reason, she only has fourth grade education. Or it could be, we said that the fact that we come from different cultural background, and we gave the example, looking people in the eye, showing the people the bottom of your feet. Sometimes it's even the language that you use. What happens with this? And all of this creates tension, and tension is an invitation to trouble to the marriage, and it's an invitation to trouble in the house as well. Give an example here. We had an Egyptian person that married a white girl, and the Tunisian person that married a Latina girl, and these are all examples that I know of personally. For example, people who are from that part of Africa, North Africa, we're talking about Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, and Tunisia, and somewhat Libya as well, they're known for being very high-tempered, and they're easily provoked. And all the time, when they speak with a lot of passion, no matter what the subject is, they speak with passion. And if you do not know them, you say, why are they fighting? They're really not fighting. They just love to speak with passion. They speak with lots and lots of passion. So this guy is married to this Latina girl, and also part of it is with the Arab culture. The Arab culture, for example, parts of it, very difficult to speak about a culture and make general statements about a culture. But the Arab culture is very, it loves to exaggerate. There is a sense of exaggeration in the Arab culture. So this guy, every time they have an argument with his wife, and I remember I was doing their nikah, and I can see the problems. So I said, as you are getting, you know, with your lives on, please do me a favor. I want you to learn more about her cultural background, and I want you to learn more about his cultural background. And they agreed that they were going to do so. So 6 months down the road, they called me and they said, we're having problems. So what happens to be the problem? We have a little argument. The guy gets up. He starts yelling. And he starts telling me to pack everything that I have and go back to my family. He does not need me. He does not need my family. He can do without me, and I can leave right now, and he will not miss me. He goes downstairs, and he relaxes for a while. And he comes back up, and he says, can you make us some tea? And now he wants to drink tea with me as if nothing has happened. And she said, I'll be crying and I will be hurt because of all the things that he has said to me. But the guy goes downstairs, and to use her words, he smokes a cigarette and he comes back and everything is fine right now. And I just cannot deal with this. And he does it every time. Now this person speaks with so much passion, he doesn't even remember what he said. But that is how he grew up. But now that is a difference that is emerging as a result of, you know, people coming from different cultures. And sometimes when people come from different ethnic or cultural background, there might even be a language barrier. Literally speaking, there might be a language barrier where people do not speak, the language that they speak is not their mother tongue. English may not be the mother tongue, or Arabic may not be their mother tongue. So what happens is that people are not able to fully express themselves as much as they want to. So this is what you get. So this is a huge compatibility time bomb. And that is when people come from different ethnic, from different educational, or from a different socioeconomic background. We're not saying that, you know what, it will not work. But we're saying that you have got to start paying attention to something like this. When there is a significant difference in the level of education that these people have received, then also that becomes problematic. Give you an example. A woman who is a doctor marries somebody that did not finish high school. How do you think the man is going to be feeling? Her chances of making money are definitely more than the chances of him making money. The amount of money that she makes is so much that he cannot even, you know, what he brings in is nothing compared to what she brings in. How do you think a man is going to feel in a marriage like this? He will feel very intimidated, and he may even feel very inferior. And, you know, what am I bringing to this family? She's making all the money. She is the one that is better educated than I am. And it could be that they got married because they were cousins. But she has educationally achieved, and he did not. Yet, it does not negate the fact that that is very possible. And remember, even though we're speaking about compatibility time bomb, so the suggestion is that people are more compatible when they become from the same cultural background. They're more compatible when they come from the different, when they have, you know, some sort of close range of educational level. Now, when we say this, we are not necessarily promoting racism here. Because the notion out there is that if you do not come back from my cultural background or ethnic background, it is an absolute no-no and we will never consider you. And that can sound very, very racist. And many times it is very racist. Give an example. We have people in the U.S. who have never been to Pakistan or India or Palestine before in their lives. Their parents have never been to Pakistan, India, or Palestine in their lives. They come in and they want to get married to somebody from the U.S. because that is their culture now. The culture is they are Muslims who happen to be from the U.S. Somebody from the same background comes to them and they say, no, that is not the case. One of the cases, this is a funny one that I was involved in, a young Lebanese girl. She was actually not fully Lebanese, but she was half Lebanese and half white. She came into the masjid and she was asking to get married to this person who happened to be an African-American and who has accepted Islam. And her parents refused the marriage. On what basis are they refusing the marriage? They said, well, our daughter is studying to become a medical doctor and we don't know anything about that guy. Turned out that he's also a student of medicine in the same school with their daughter. So that is not an issue. So they said that, well, he is not a Muslim. He really came to the masjid and he did become a Muslim. And then they said, well, he was not born a Muslim. Well, he was really born a Muslim because every child is born a Muslim. They said, well, he was not raised in a Muslim family. But you know what's funny about that story? The mother is Christian. The mother of this girl is still Christian. And they're making a big deal saying that, oh, we cannot have this because he was not born or he was not raised into a Muslim family. That is nothing but racist. And this is not what we're talking about. When people come from the similar or the same background, cultural, educational, and socioeconomic, it just provides more room for interaction. It provides people with that which is more in common so that they are able to relate to each other better. And it provides beautiful ground for people to talk about things that they both enjoy and have. And inshallah, with this, we will open the floor for questions and answers and comments, inshallah, preferably about this topic.
I'd really like to ask you this question that, yesterday I was having a little talk with my friends around, and I was talking about your lecture and all. And they said that women are inferior to men because they said that Allah has said, you know, it takes two women to, you know, testify a thing and only one man. So we shouldn't be marrying women who are equally qualified as we are because you may fall, I mean, she may just walk out sometimes if she feels like, if she thinks she's financially independent and she can walk out, she can. You know, so what would you have to say about this?
Are they saying that as a husband, your job is to prevent your wife from walking out?
Well, I mean, they think that, I mean, it's better you get a less educated wife who can stick around with you and who can take care of your children and, you know, who can cook food for you, yeah?
Spicy food for you.
Well.
Okay. Remember, this is the point that we just pointed out a little while ago, and that is some men are intimidated when there is a woman that happens to be more educated than they are, or professionally she has achieved more than they have. So to these men, they're being very honest with themselves from the very beginning, and they're saying, I will not try to get a woman that is equally qualified as I am, because that is a source of threat for them. So they will choose to get somebody who is less educated than they are, simply because they feel that this gives them the upper hand in the relationship. But also, you know, when people say that, you know, women are inferior to men. Now, if that's what they believe personally, I would just be dismissive of this. Now, to actually say that these are the teachings of Islam, now that's where I have a problem with it. Because clearly in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not differentiate between men and women. And in fact, Allah asserts our equality in three different areas. Allah asserts our equality as far as where it is that we come from. We all come from Adam alayhi salam. Allah asserts our equality as far as our responsibility is concerned. وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And man, and in this case means man and woman, they will only be judged by what it is that they have done, by the kind of deeds that they have done. No woman is preferred over man, or no man is preferred over a woman. So where we come from, as far as our obligations, as far as reward and punishment, we are all equal in this. And this is really where we cannot say one is inferior to other. And with this, inshallah, we come to the conclusion of this part of our program. Very grateful that you have joined us. And inshallah, you will join us next time we are on. We look forward to your comments and queries and questions. And you may do so by emailing it to yasirfazaga@peacetv.org. Until we meet next time, we say so long and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.